Yellow ball of light. There is no situation too difficult to be bettered, and no unhappiness too great to be lessened. This mic drop of a sentence forms part of the closing reading in Al-Anon. I'm sure I repeated it 100 times without fully appreciating it. Most of us want to solve our problems, get rid of them. But like every living thing in this world, our problems just want to be loved. So the real task we have is sitting with them, listening, and practicing acceptance before jumping to some kind of action. Like Thich Nhat Hanh says, our problems aren't something outside ourselves. The people we have challenges with live inside us. When we understand that, we become open to compassion, which is actually the solution. I've been practicing meditation, literally trying different things out, for at least 5 years now. When the topic arises in conversation, a lot of people tell me it's something they're curious about, have tried unsuccessfully, or they know it would be good for them. That sounds like an annoying task to get done. I like to think of meditation like someone asking me, would you like a free professional massage? Yes, I would. Lately, I've been experimenting with meditations that focus on specific chakras. That is not something I ever expected myself to say or do, but I've become increasingly willing to do anything that could better my situation or lessen my unhappiness. During the last year of teaching, my normal stress response of migraines expanded into stomach pain. In effort to attend to that, I started looking into what's going on when stress expresses that way and realized that there's a lot to the concept of the solar plexus chakra's connection to confidence, assertiveness, and decision making. It isn't news that I've got a lot of personal work to do in that area, but I get that it's become a front burner kind of challenge. As a result, I tried a meditation that, had it been in the beginning of my experimentation, I would never have continued. But now, I'm game to try things that seem a little far out for a person who grew up with a Marine father from Amish country. Try the link if you feel adventurous, or some other kind of meditation that feels like a massage to you. Read this poem I wrote about how to get the vibe. Yellow ball of light. They told me there is a yellow ball of light inside your stomach, just below your heart. Breathe into it. Watch it expand. But it feels instead like a little canary bumping into wire bars, like a stone lodged firmly in the granite cliff of my life. I sing to my solar plexus, reaching back to the century's circle, holding hands and chanting, my mouth round, my throat a portal. Just below my cage of ribs, a buzz, a hum. I am that yellow canary, the curving cage and swing, that cliff of sheer rock soaking up the sun, flattened in relentless winds. I am that wind, relentless, the waves of light traveling great distance, just to smile warmly on your face.